God takes center stage in two North Bay productions running now through April 14th. Sebastopol's Main Stage West transports you to 1840 and an Appalachian heathen valley, while Petaluma Cinnabar Theater takes you on a passage to India in search of a perfect Ganesh. Heathen Valley is referred to in the play as the land that forgot God, and an Episcopal bishop, played by John Craven, is determined to correct that by bringing God to the North Carolina mountain community. He sets out with an ex-con he took under his wing, played by Kevin Bordy, that's familiar with the region, and an orphan boy, played by Jeremy Anglin, in tow. The violent, carnal, and heathen locals are represented by Juba, played by Molly Boyce, a midwife and a woman of unerring common sense. Harlan, played by Elijah Pinkham, a true mountain man who's just buried his wife and sister. They are the same person. And Cora, played by Miranda Jane Williams, the mother to Harlan's infant daughter who wishes to be Harlan's new wife. The role of religion in society and the fuzzy line that separates superstitions, charms, and spells from organized religion's garments and practices makes for a very interesting drama under the co-direction of John and Elizabeth Craven, with Bordy and Pinkham doing particularly fine character work among an excellent cast. Heathen Valley runs through April 14th at Main Stage West in Sebastopol. Thursday through Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 5 p.m. For more information, go to mainstagewest.com. Now, the elephant-headed Hindu god of wisdom, success, and good luck serves as the narrator in Terrence McNally's A Perfect Ganesh. Director Michael Fontaine reteams with performers Ellie Lichtenstein and Laura Jurgensen to remount a production they first did at Cinnabar 19 years ago. Margaret Civil, played by Jurgensen, and Catherine Byrne, played by Lichtenstein, are best friends who don't really like each other. Trading in their usual 2 weeks shared vacation in the Caribbean for a tour of India, these two ladies have issues. Issues with the world, issues with each other, and issues with themselves. Ganesha, played by Haran Patel, the remover of obstacles, does his best to assist the ladies in overcoming their own. Madames Jurgensen and Lichtenstein play well off each other. John Browning's work as every male character they meet along the way is quite entertaining, and Patel's Ganesha is a warm and welcoming figure, though his ornate headgear often led to muffled dialogue. This play's greatest obstacle is McNally's script, which is overwritten and overlong. A Perfect Ganesh runs through April 14th at Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m., the Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. For more information, go to cinnabartheater.org. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.